Chapter 3. The Man with the Outside Loop. On the foggy morning of September 24, 1929, at Mitchell Field on New York's Long Island, U.S. Army First Lieutenant James H. Jimmy Doolittle, already one of the world's most famed aviators, strapped himself into the seat of a consolidated NY-2 U.S. Navy training plane, stuck his head under a canvas hood, and, with no view whatsoever of the outside world, taxied, took off, flew around, and landed, using nothing but the crude navigational instruments beneath his shroud. By this singular, decisive feat, Doolittle advanced aviation into the modern age, in which weather would no longer be a controlling factor in flying. Doolittle started a colossal revolution. Previously, pilots had been taught to mistrust instruments and fly by their instincts, to get the feel of the plane. In other words, to fly by seat of the pants. Pilots invariably let bravado get the better of them, and thousands of aviators worldwide perished in fog, rainstorms, blizzards, cloud banks, and dark of night during the nearly quarter century after the Wright brothers' historic first flight. Those were the days when flying was among the most dangerous of occupations. For example, 31 of the 40 pilots hired by the U.S. Postal Service to deliver airmail between 1919 and 1926 were killed in crashes. "It was pretty much a suicide club," one of them remarked later. Charles Lindbergh was one of these airmail pilots, but somehow he escaped death or serious injury, though he had to bail out of a crashing plane more than once. The most perilous aerial affliction was vertigo, which often comes on when a pilot cannot see the ground, usually because of fog or clouds. It confuses the senses, leading the flyer to mistrust his instincts and his instruments, if he has them, and become unbalanced.